Hey, I'm Jonathan Miller, and this is the Housing Helix Podcast. I'm a real estate appraiser, analyst, and blogger based in New York who is interested in pretty much anything related to housing with an analytical bent. The Housing Helix is the real estate conversation in long form with information, analysis, and commentary, as well as insights from housing-related experts that have something interesting to share. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. I hope you enjoy it.
Here's a quick recap of the Manhattan rental market overview for the fourth quarter of 2010 that my firm, Miller Samuel, prepares for Prudential Douglas Elliman, reflecting the state of the overall Manhattan rental market. I'm doing this sort of post-blizzard or post-snowstorm. My back is a little sore from shoveling snow, so hopefully it doesn't come across in the audio. The rental market for the fourth quarter was sort of a continuation of what we saw in the third quarter, which was stabilized rents, meaning that rents were generally flat, even when you factor in concessions. One of the new features of this report is that we're going to be incorporating net effective rent, meaning face rent, which is the reported rent, the rent that's on your lease that you sign, less the concessions that the landlord throws in to preserve the face rent, but what you actually are paying is less. In the fourth quarter, we saw about a little over 40%, 40.5% of all leases, new leases that were signed, got a concession, and the average concession was just a slightly in excess of 1 month of free rent. So the net effective rent for these units was relatively stable, meaning that we didn't see much of a difference between last quarter and this quarter, even though last quarter we weren't formally tracking the metric. It's more anecdotal. And because I love anecdotal, about a year ago at this time, it was quite common, or really the fourth quarter of 2009 and third quarter of 2009, it was quite common to see landlords offering 2 to 3 free months rent. And if you think about it, 1 month's free rent works out to about an 8.3% discount for the year in your annual rent. So 3 months would be over 24% of a discount. And the way that the rental market behaved this quarter, just like last quarter, is that people that had signed their lease in the second half of last year, a one-year lease, and it came up for renewal this year, last year they were offered 2 to 3 free months free rent to retain them because it was all about vacancy rates. And that's why vacancy rates, while, you know, one metric, it's certainly not some, it's easily manipulated, just like face rent is. When that person went to renew their lease this year, a typical scenario might be that they were offered no free rent. And even if the face rent was the same, they're really looking at over a 24% increase in the amount of rent that they actually pay out of pocket. So the spread between net effective and actual face rent narrowed over the last year. That doesn't mean that the rental market is booming, but it's a very solid, stable market. There's been a lot of reports about articles written on the very high end of the market, which is, we're really talking about the top 1%. Or 2% if you're talking 10,000 a month or over, where the activity level is very high. It's not that rents are rising in those markets, but the activity level is very high. Interestingly enough, one of the features of this quarter was, which was impacted by concessions, just like last quarter, was the increase in the number of new rentals. There was almost a 200% increase in year-over-year number of rentals signed. And this is a phenomenon of the concessions, or the compression of concession. Actually, that's what I'll call it in the blog post, concession compression. I like that. The the increase was because that tenant in the example I gave you earlier was saying, well, I just got a 24% increase in my rent. I think I'm going to move or look for, you know, see if I can, you know, get a better deal. So in many, many ways, this, with the number of new rentals essentially tripled, it's not that we saw a tripling in activity in the rental market by any means. What it means is we simply reclassified people that are renewing became new rentals because they opted to go somewhere else and try to get a concession of some sort. So it was really a reclassification of rentals. I've sort of belabored that point, but related to that and a reflection of how far the rental market has come from 2009 to 2010 is days on market, the number of days from the point of listing the property at the original list price to the point where the lease is signed went from 76 days a year ago to 44 days. So that's a 42% drop, pretty big change. And we also saw that same pattern in the negotiability, what I call the listing discount. So we were at 6.5% between the list price and face rent a year ago. Now we're at 4.2. So sort of at the discount decreased at the same sort of ratio or proportion as days on market did. And one other point that addresses this idea of the elimination or reduction, great large reduction in concessions, is listing inventory. That listing inventory fell 26.1% year over year. And that doesn't bring us to a shortage of rentals. What it does is reduce us from a bloated rental market to a perhaps a more balanced rental market, and we can see that within the concessions as well. Just one little note, and this is again based on anecdotal, is that there was a little bit of an increase in the amount of concessions offered from the third to the fourth quarter, but like we're seeing in the sales market, that is a function, we believe, of seasonality, that the fourth quarter is one of their weakest rental quarters of the year, and we suspect that over the next couple of quarters that we're going to see concessions, there be some sort of pressure on concessions to be reduced or not used. And that's probably an overly rambling recap on the fourth quarter Manhattan rental market overview. Next week, we're releasing our Brooklyn and Queens market overviews, and I will have an analysis on each of those, as well as a couple of interviews in between. So please stay with us at the Housing Helix podcast at thehousinghelix.com.
That's it for this edition of the Housing Helix podcast. As always, you can send comments and recommend guests to my email address, jmiller@millersamuel.com. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. So until next time, I'm Jonathan Miller, and thanks for listening to the Housing Helix podcast.